everyone. Hello to you all there in Cambodia. My name is Jane Way Skillern. I wish I could be there with all of you in person, but for now I'll just have to settle with speaking to you by video and leave you in the trusted hands of my esteemed colleague, Bill Taylor. I look forward to the time when I might be able to be there with you in person and work with you and talk with you about your hopes and dreams and how I might be able to support you in that effort. Some background about myself. I have spent nearly 20 years now as an academic studying, researching, teaching in the field of social impact work, really looking at how organizations can be more effective in their work. And I started my career first at Harvard Business School and then was at Stanford and Berkeley for a few years. And then most recently, I'm a senior fellow at University of California at Berkeley in the Center for Social Sector Leadership. And I have really found a very unique pattern of network leadership that stands out across all of these different organizations that I've studied. And the most successful organizations as far as impact for the resources expended are organizations that demonstrate what I call networked leadership. So you're probably wondering, what do I mean by network leadership? What is that all about? And it really is this idea of organizations who are working not just through their organizations to achieve social change, but rather by working and building a larger network of peers and partners, and even bringing in competitors in some cases to build an ecosystem to solve a problem at the system level, rather than, again, working only from their organization and thinking about how they'll solve the problem on their own. And what I found is these networked organizations are able to achieve mission impact much more efficiently, much more effectively, and much more sustainably across all of these different examples. And time and time again, I've looked across a range of different contexts and types of organizations and sizes of organizations, from fields as wide-ranging to international development, economic development, housing, education, environmental conservation, climate change, and large organizations to small grassroots organizations to foundations to smaller grassroots nonprofits that are working right in the field. And across all of these different types of organizations, regardless of the cause, regardless of the field, these organizations that use network leadership are the ones that are standing out far and above their peers as far as the impact that they're able to achieve. So across this research, what I've seen is a set of four critical principles, and these network leadership principles hold true across all of the examples and really are at the core of the organization's ability to achieve such great impact. The first principle is a focus on mission before organization. This means the organizations, well, they may have a lot of investment and effort put into having healthy management and well-run organizations. They put as much attention into exploring other opportunities and resources and partnerships with organizations outside of their boundaries. So all of their strategic decisions are geared toward how do we increase mission impact rather than just advancing their own organization's interests. The second principle is an emphasis on trust rather than control. So rather than having really strict contracts or formal mechanisms of performance and punishments and things to really keep partners in line, there is a strong degree of shared values across the organizations that are engaged in a network, and there's a strong degree of trust. And that undergirds the entire network, is that trust is the most powerful governance mechanism that's leading these organizations and their networks to great impact. The next is this concept of humility rather than brand building. The organizations that are engaged successfully in networks are able to work together across boundaries without worrying so much about who's going to get the credit. They know that they bring valuable resources or expertise to the table, but at the same time, they acknowledge that their peers and partners are also bringing valuable resources and expertise to the table. So there's a degree of humility on the part of everybody who's involved. And so there's also this emphasis on what we can each contribute rather than trying to self-promote and build our own organization's brands and trying to get out there in front of the peers and really stand out as a lone star in the field. And the last is finally this emphasis on being a node rather than a hub. And what I mean by that is, another way you can think about it is, we're trying to build beautiful constellations rather than being the brightest star. So all of these organizations, as they work through their networks, realize that while, yes, they need to be a great organization in their own right, the goal is to array all these other organizations and resources and capacities, whether across the government sector or the private sector or other social sector organizations, to build a beautiful constellation that together make up the broader system for change and the ability to achieve that sustainable and leveraged impact that we're all seeking. So that idea of being a node rather than the center of all of what's happening, but rather a willingness to step back and say, I'm part of a larger system, a web of other people and players and organizations and sectors that are all critical to getting to the change and the impact that I'm seeking. So I encourage you to keep these four guiding principles in mind: mission before organization, trust rather than control, humility rather than brand, and then node rather than hub. Or another simpler way perhaps is thinking about constellations rather than stars. Encourage you to keep those four principles in mind as you spend the next 2 days with Bill and so Paul, and explore how you might be able to apply these ideas to your current work and your work with others in the community. And explore how new collaborations and your newly established Cambodian leadership learning community and your work with Bill and So Paul can really enable you to serve the women and children in Cambodia so much better, more efficiently, more effectively, and more sustainably than you could if you were to work just on your own. So I encourage you to try some of these principles out and indeed look for them where you're already practicing them, because I suspect many of you are already working this way and exploring what has led to your greatest successes. What are you most proud of? And I suspect many of those examples are already demonstrating network leadership. And what we want to do is raise those up and share our stories and enable more and more of this type of work to happen. So good luck to all of you. I hope you have a wonderful few days together, and hope that someday I might be able to join you again in person and have the chance to meet you all. Good luck. Take care. Bye.